Yo, what's up? It's your boy Derek here at the Weekly Polls with two of my best homies, one of 20 years and one for 20 days, at the Kevin minus the I at Z13. Ricky Z, what's up, guys?
I'm the one that's been for 20 minutes, or 20 days. Actually, we'll say 20 minutes. 20 minutes is more accurate. It resets every day.
And I'm the other guy.
That's funny.
You only get 20 minutes a day. That's all you get out of me, man.
Oh, God, that's all I can handle.
Oh, man. So we got three kick-ass indies we're going to talk about here. A couple of them I've talked about on the YouTube channel a handful of times here. I like to talk about a lot of different comics.
Yes, absolutely. We're branching out to everything. We even talk about web comics.
Raw and unedited, when I'm recording it, like, won't let me pull up the script.
Okay, well then I'll tell you what's first on our list.
Yeah, you do what you're told.
Yeah.
It's one that you covered in your indie spotlight recently, and that's Thrashers, buddy.
Thrashers! I gave that shit its whole video, bro.
Yeah, you did. You did. You gave it a little, what was it, Kickstarter shout-out?
Hell yeah, we're trying to get that shit funded.
That's a cool little subcategory that we can start doing on the YouTube channel, is like just shouting out Kickstarters for people.
Yeah, that's the second one I've done. My my homie Matthew that wrote Otis Stein for my first indie spotlight, he reached out to me because his homie's writing this book and it hasn't quite picked up the head of steam to get funded yet. And I thought it was really cool, dude. Heavy fucking metal, alien invasion, Thrashers, like, come on.
Yeah, and they had I was reading through and I saw that the title of it was Symphony of Destruction. I was like, you can't go wrong with a Megadeth shout out.
Retweet.
You know, we'll forget about what they're, well, we won't forget about it, but we won't talk about what their bassist has been in trouble with recently that they got rid of, you know, separated from.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, we won't talk about that situation, but I like old school Megadeth. It's Dave Mustaine is a legend.
I really liked how they,
I just, since you guys are talking about, you know, metal and stuff. Do you know who the best Metallica guitarist is?
Not Kirk Hammett.
Dave Mustaine. I always tell that joke to Metallica people because they get really upset.
I bet they get pissed.
They get super mad.
And they shrink to the size of Lars Ulrich and have a fucking stroke.
I mean, didn't he pretty much write all of their first album? Was it escaping me?
Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'Em All, yeah, thank you. I knew it was Kill, but I couldn't remember the rest of it.
I mean, let's face it, that entire Bay Area thrash scene back then, they all stole shit from each other, and they all traded band members like crazy. I mean, fuck, Chuck Billy was a part of like three or four fucking bands. Chuck Billy.
That's right. So, you know, you can't really say if they're all influencing each other.
Right. Kirk Hammett was an Exodus before Metallica.
Yeah. And then, you know, Les Claypool tried out for him.
He was too good.
Oh, that's Claypool, yeah.
He left Claypool in my house. My name is Mud.
I like how we're supposed to be talking about the Thrasher comic, but we're talking about the history of thrash metal.
Thrasher! So, like, I really loved, like, they put the heavy metal song lyrics throughout the comic. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because yeah. they're hearing it from the concert, right? Like they're at the concert and it's what, like it's showing on the screen what we're hearing. Is that, that's how I was taking it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except sorry, they're it's showing like actual real songs.
Yeah, I said screen and hearing. I'm reading it on paper.
Damn, did idiot. You get the deluxe?
And so, you know, when I was reading it, I saw the main character in his blue biker jacket and his long hair, and I was like, that's Derek. Whenever I was reading it, I was like, that's honestly Derek. And then, you know, we can just plug in for whoever's who in that crew. But like, I really thought you were inspiration for that character, because I was like, if that's not Derek, I don't know who is.
Sue him.
Especially if people especially if they knew you like during your metalhead, you were going to concerts era. You were just bald at that time.
I was so fucking bald, dude. I wanted to be Phil Anselmo so bad.
Otherwise, I mean, I think the character really does. It looks like you.
You give anybody a PBR and a heavy metal t-shirt, it's...
they look just like you.
Like, I'm generic as fuck. Like, I'm not that special.
Make him homeless, and that's 100% you.
Homeless. I've only slept under a bridge once, okay? And it totally wasn't the one where the guy from the Chili Peppers was hanging out. There's hair on there.
And I like the Flying V guitar. I don't know if that's a shout-out to Randy Rhodes or not, but, you know, I love it.
It is if you want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Is. Art is interpretation.
Oh, I thought it was it's a shout-out to Mighty Ducks for me.
Yeah, Mighty fucking Ducks.
Flying V!
And, you know, anyway. The aliens, they look so familiar, yet they're so different. Like they
kind of looked like a praying mantis on roids.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like, let me bite my husband's head off real quick. Yeah.
7 foot tall praying mantis would mess you up.
Except we're not praying. We're just mantising.
They just murder people. They rip their heads off.
Murder mantis.
They're like legit. There's like pictures online that I thought were fake, but apparently they're real. Big praying mantises will like hide underneath like hummingbird feeders and grab those things.
What?
And I'm like, I thought it was fake. Apparently it's real.
That's insane.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
I wish I could hide under a hummingbird feeder.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. I had to sneeze. I had to sneeze there for a minute.
Raw and unedited.
That's right. So, you know, I muted myself to be polite. So
totally shout out really Michael nice Johnstone on Thrashers. You guys got anything else you want to plug in on here?
I just wanted to say, I think that you say the name of the band wrong.
How do you think?
Did they tell you to say it like that?
No, I just read it as Celtica because so, I'm trash.
You're saying Celtica like the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's Celtica like Celtic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know. Either way, it reminds me of Irish or the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. Aren't they one and the same, though?
I mean, yeah, but one sounds cooler.
Yeah, Celtica does sound pretty cool. It adds a whole extra syllable.
My wife's Irish, right. And I have to say certain words certain ways.
Does that mean you eat a lot of potatoes?
Celtica. Yeah, I live Love off potatoes. Of them. I just thought Celtica sounds more aggressive.
It does.
When
you have an S versus a K sound, it's definitely...
Celtica for soft rock.
Celtica for middle.
Synth pop is Celtica.
Yeah, Celtica, synth pop Celtica
comes with the parental advisory sticker.
That's right.
You don't take Celtica home to your parents.
That's your one night stand.
That's the name of their album.
Yeah, and remember,
it literally is because they all die.
Did you guys play Left 4 Dead, the video
Absolutely.
Game?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kevin got me that from Christmas last year.
Dude, I totally got Left 4 Dead vibes in that. So I'm just going to real quick. My wife just walked into the recording area, my super professional recording space, and handed me a big fat burger from Sonic and a pile of tater tots.
I'm about to get
fat, and yes, it is.
I thought you were gonna say wasted.
Some cheeseburger wasted?
Oh yeah,
sounds great. Anyway, I got Left 4 Dead vibes. Like while I was reading it, there was one of the panels where it was like they were inside that barn or whatever, and they like kind of came out of the doors and they had their little weapon, whatever's like they were ready to go. And I was like, dude, this reminds me of like when you're getting ready for the levels in Left 4 Dead, and that had like your people, you're all kind of posted up, ready to fight,
stocking up on the ammo. Gotta wrap yourself in the bandage.
I had good memories because I was like my wife didn't play video games, you know, ever. And then early on when we had like one kid, we were playing, you know, Xbox 360, and I had a copy of Left 4 Dead. I got a GameStop for like a dollar or something, and and she loved it, but she can't shoot anything.
That's,
you know what I mean?
The
like
same situation so she, in my house.
She can only use melee stuff. So she was like, "Oh, there's an axe. There's a what else was there? There's like a sword and a bat and some other stuff.
A baseball bat.
Yeah." And she's like, "I can't use these guns." And I was like, "Well, you don't have anything to hit them with, so you gotta use something." Don't hit that. That's a gas can. We're all on fire. Stop killing me.
Oh my god.
That's awesome. Shout out Johnstone.
Yeah, for real. Definitely my favorite panel with the dude on fire turning the skeleton.
That was so cool.
Just heavy metal.
And how much was that? Was like an metal. Yeah, that was like an Iron Maiden cover. To like when you see it, it came out. And I'm like, because they made they had the
Iron Maiden references
in it, and they had like in the beginning they gave credit to Iron Maiden for using lyrics and stuff like that. And then I saw that and I was like, that's an Iron Maiden cover.
That's right. Yeah, definitely really, what Aces High wants to be.
It kind of reminded me of like an old school tattoo too. Like
yes,
like you'd see it on some, like you'd see it on some dude who's probably in his 50s or 60s now,
and it's maybe got it away.
Yeah, he got it. Maybe like the not the nicest tattoo shop, a little seedy. They might have maybe used like ink pens and Kool Aid packets to kind of work this thing out.
Hepatitis might have been contracted.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out. This was a great read. I enjoyed it, the whole thing. So the next one, we got
a lot of fun.
We got Marguerite versus the Occupation, and you know, I'll start this off because I'm gonna tell everybody that's listening, if your comic includes killing Nazis, I'm 100% in on your book. I think that's why I was so in on Cap, is because I love World War II. It's one of the greatest history points ever. It's so fun to study the strategy, everything. And when you're killing Nazis, I'm sold. I mean, you know, I'll buy your book.
Fuck them all.
Yeah.
Historically, Nazis are the bad guys. So let's.
That's right.
Marguerite versus the Occupation was actually like one of the first ones that I was inboxed, like even before we even started podcasting and shit. So like, this one's got a little close to my heart, and their Kickstarter's live. Yeah, dude, totally OG. Shout out John Luzar. Sounds like loser. You're not a loser, buddy. This book
that is
ass.
That is offensive.
Call him Laser.
John Laser.
John hates you guys, I can tell.
Aw.
You what?
He's like that. He's like that Derek guy. He called me a loser. I hate Derek.
Me Everybody and Tevin likes me. Just ask Tevin.
I'm with that guy. 100%.
So like, it's a really good one shot single issue. It's not like continuity or anything, but it had a good like beginning, middle, end. Like, it was a really good story. Marguerite's a likable character. She the boy, he was like a French resistance fighter, right?
I think so. Yeah, he couldn't stand to see them gaining, and he couldn't do anything back, so he decided to do something.
Yeah,
I want that. Like, yeah, based on that spelling of his name and all that, I just assumed, and it's based in France. I figured French resistance.
Yeah,
When she climbs that bell tower, like I was getting total Quasimodo vibes. Like I don't know why. Every time someone's climbing a bell tower, I'm like Notre Dame.
Well, there you go.
I can't relate. So.
It has absolutely nothing to do with Notre Dame, but, like, whatever. Like, I'm trying to climb a bell tower and have a hunchback. I'm sorry. I have dreams.
I grew up near Notre Dame, and I hate Notre Dame.
Yeah, but that's a different Notre Dame.
It's the same!
Isn't that one called Notre Dame in France?
And yeah, the one here would be called Notre Dame, too, except it's in Indiana, so they say it dumb.
Oh, well, that's right. Well,
hey, man, I'm in Indiana. I can't speak French good. Notre Dame. Fighting Irish, yay. They're fighting Irish with a French name. How do they have a French name if they're the Fighting Irish?
Derek's got that accent, so I thought you were Derek.
No, I'm just, I'm half hillbilly, so.
Full-blooded.
No disrespect. So, sorry.
None taken.
So I talked to let me get back on topic. I talked to Derek about this earlier, and I'm really upset because he said it was a one-shot, and I was like, I'm upset that it's a one-shot because I want to see a continuation of her fighting against the Nazis.
Dude, and, I was legit bummed when he just said that.
Yeah, like that's what he told me, and I don't know if that's true. Laser, if you're listening, Blazer.
Ball me, Blazer.
Hit me up. Yeah, that was my reference.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
I'm not as stupid as you think that you thought that I think I thought once was. So, You know, reach out to me. Let me know if you're going to make any more of these because, you know, I'm in. I mean, we're killing Nazis. I'm all about it. 100%.
I mean, I don't know for sure because I haven't, like, spoke to John about it, but, like, the name of their publishing, they're calling it Resistance Comics. So, like, I'm hoping that they make some more, like, kicking ass stories like this, whether it's against Nazis or like whatever type of other authority that you need to whoop ass.
Are they gonna do like historical fiction based in various resistances over the course of time?
Right, that's what I'm kind of hoping for. I think
that'd be pretty cool. That's cool. Hey, you got hit me up. I got a good idea.
Find us on Kickstarter.
No, I was bummed
since I'm the only one who ever remembers.
Yeah, even I don't even know it.
Your Twitter
handle. Kevin, you're a good guy.
Yeah.
I was bummed when Derek said one shot because I either didn't pay attention to whatever emails you guys sent me or I don't know. But when he just said it a minute ago, I was like, oh, man, because one of my notes is I feel like I have to read another issue just to know what is going on in a good way.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be one.
But there could be. Maybe they'll listen to it and they'll be like, whoa, these guys got great ideas too.
We've got three readers.
So wait, do you want a prelude or do you want one that's after this?
So actually both. So yeah. The other thing I was struggling with, because probably because I'm geared into like superhero mode or comics, right? You know, so because most of the stuff I'm reading, maybe not most of, whatever, over the course of my life, most of what I've read is superhero stuff. And so when I'm coming in and out, when I'm coming in and out of reading superhero books, like coming in and out, you start expecting everybody to have powers. And I'm like, who's she talking to? What's going on? What? Like, cause you know, she's like talking to herself throughout the story. And I'm like, man, is she like some kind of, just like some kind of weirdo who's like super smart? Or like, maybe she's just really brave and talks to herself a little bit. Or is there some kind of weird, like, is she talking to some, I saw the, they're not ghosts, but you know what I mean? Like the flashback little mental image of her and her friend.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as I saw the image, I'm like, oh, that's who she's talking to. She's like visualizing people she lost or something. And then turned out one of them was her. And it's like, so then my mind started going all these dumb places that probably don't make any sense. And I was like, I'd like a prelude or a second issue maybe.
Yeah, and that was her house that she was trying to get the Nazis out of.
Yeah, could you even imagine, like, getting even – so Nazis, obviously, that's kind of next level bad. But just in general, if there's – whether it's a war effort or just anything going on and you get to your house and from a distance you're like, they're in my house.
Shout out to the Fourth Amendment.
that's a big old bummer for me. Who are
that's
you?
Right. Who are you putting a trench gun in my house, you fucking slime ball?
Yeah, that's
and then we get cut in half.
Yeah, that's no good.
Fuck
no
Nazis.
Good.
With your butcher knife that you use to butcher everybody's names. That's how you cut people.
Got him.
Got him. Kevin with the jokes.
He was keeping that one in his back pocket.
He holstered it. We were messaging time. Each other back and forth, and I'm like, hey, man, you gotta. He's like, should I take a shot at Derek? And I'm like, initiate.
You guys are fucking plotting against me?
No, we're plotting for you, but where we like make fun of you and we take you out.
Yeah. You guys, I'm getting it.
You're already home, I bet. You're probably in your house right now.
I'm in my rocking chair in my nursery. It's lit.
You're going to rock your baby to sleep there. And you're saying naughty words in that chair?
Do what?
I had a baby once.
You can't say naughty words in your rocking chair. That's.
I can say naughty words wherever I want. This is America.
It's my house. I'm a grown man. I say naughty words wherever I want to.
If you wear your Metallica shirt and you take your bass in there, then it's a true rocker chair, okay?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Weekly Pause.
Well, sorry, Tevin. You only get 20 minutes a day out of me, so.
Bummer. Oh, we're recording again on Friday, aren't we?
Absolutely. Friday evening.
Wait, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Friday, Ricky, Friday? Me and Ricky, we're interviewing the Bigfoot Karate guys.
Yeah, because I won't be able to be in there.
Yeah, and then Saturday morning, me and Kevin got Phoenix Press.
Yeah. Gonna be a busy week over here.
Having schedules, and here I am,
everywhere. It takes two of us to make one Derek.
Make a thing go right. Hey. Oh. It takes two to make it out of sight. Oh, sorry.
You guys are two.
Moving on. We're
you guys are two halves of a whole idiot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We should get on topic, Brian.
Yeah, let's go. Third indie.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Third indie. Job. This one's one of my favorite indies, and I've actually reviewed issues 1 and 2. Wrath.
This is my favorite episode we've done so far.
Why?
It's so out there. It's so great.
Are you making fun of me?
It. Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Cool.
But with all love or something.
No.
So Wrath, bro. I've made two videos, one with each issue of Wrath. I want to know what you guys thought about it. Everybody knows what I think about it.
Well, give us a rundown of what you think about it. You know, recap.
It's sick. You're
the expert.
It's sick. Didn't I do a recap like that, like a couple episodes ago?
Yeah, you were like,
do a recap. It's good. Yeah, so good. Yeah. Good to know. I brought the quality down for the show.
You brought us down from 5 stars to 4 stars.
Is it? So is that really? You're just gonna say?
Is it out of 10?
Yeah, out of 5. Okay, so Wrath is like. This boy, his name's Doug, and he's got his best homie named Nicole. They're doing some homework. He goes home, goes down the wrong path, whatever the fuck. He runs into some two goons. They're like, hey, bro, give us the bike. They whoop his fucking ass. He gets home. He's got daddy issues, unfortunately, some bad daddy issues. He falls asleep, and then, like, he has this out-of-body experience in this giant, like, blue dog-slash-tiger-looking – Scott actually messaged me, and they call it the Rage Puppy, and like weaves his body and then goes and like whoops that. the dudes that whooped his ass, and it's super freaking cool, man.
Rage Puppy is my band name, and they stole it. So
what's that? Sorry, go ahead. You guys go ahead.
I don't know who was talking.
Oh, I want to know. I've talked about Wrath a lot. I want to know what you guys think about it.
All right, look, I think the art in this book is great. And you know, speaking of the dad with the belt, what's that movie with Samuel L. Jackson where he plays bass and he has that woman chained up because she's an addict?
Black Snake Moan.
Yeah, that's. Thank you. I knew it was Snake something, but I was not gonna mess up and say Snakes on a Plane.
It's such a good movie. How could you forget?
It's so good. It's fantastic. I love the movie. I couldn't think of it.
I can't tell if we're being sarcastic still or not.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I love the movie. It's great. I truly don't think Samuel L. Jackson's been in a bad movie. Anyways,
wasn't he in Snakes on a Plane?
I like Snakes on a Plane.
Tevin wants to talk so bad. Sorry.
All right, Taylor, go ahead.
You know, Snakes on a Plane was the first, like, Sharknado, okay?
Don't talk shit about Sharknado. That's a favorite.
I'm not saying anything bad about Sharknado either.
I fucking love Sharknado.
I've never seen it, but it seemed just like a good time.
It's amazing. I have the second one on DVD somewhere.
So, anyway, so, like, when he's holding the belt, I got that vibe from that. Like, I was like, oh, this character's Samuel L. Jackson. But, it's not. But this is another heavy hitting book that was like Darling. I mean, it's not as heavy as Darling, honestly. But you know, you still got different. Those images of a main character is in a very bad situation. Life is just sucks. And really, it's like A Child Called It vibes.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody's
ever
read that book, but
Doug and his mom both are getting the shit knocked out of them.
Yeah. So, and then the concept of like. The wrath comes out of him as he's sleeping to go fight those dudes that beat him up. Like that's a unique concept that I've never seen done before, and
it
leaves me
with
a lot more questions than answers.
Plus, you know, plausible deniability. So best of both worlds.
I loved it, Ricky. What'd you think?
Go ahead, Ricky. We'll talk.
No, Tevin. Tevin, you're still talking. I don't want.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a pause, and I thought you were done.
No, you're good. I'm looking at the tiger, and I like the way it looks. But I don't know. Does he control it? That's my question.
I will answer that because I read issue 2.
Oh, you're
don't answer yet. I have the same question. I have the same questions. Some of them. I have some different questions. If Tevin's done.
Go ahead.
Cool.
Ricky, sorry. You're good. Go ahead.
Dude, I hear you.
So anyway, I feel like we're fucking astronauts right now.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Go for Ricky.
Were you muted?
I muted because I was mowing on a cheeseburger.
You
got the crave sauce.
You decided to eat.
Well, I think we all knew what this was. And professional and me maybe aren't the best. I'm a professional idiot. And a professional fatty. I love me the snacks. So, anyway, that's stupid. Wrath, I had some of the same questions as what Tevin has. I really like the concept, just in general. I really like the black and white, except for the collar with the dog. I thought that was that bluish purple, indigo, whatever. I thought that was really cool. To have that instead of black and white, and
it reminded me of TV Static, but like in a good way.
It kind of was like that. That's look at you. I thought it was weird, but I liked it where the front paws were kind of like human hands.
Yeah,
like see that how it had like a thumb. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I really liked that. But yeah, I definitely like it, and my question is kind of where Tevin was going is the dog like a separate spirit embodiment thing of his subconscious, or is it actually him? Like it made it look like it was a dream, or right. You know, or like an out of body thing, but was it, or did he actually transform and leave and he just thinks it was like a dream? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I can answer these questions because
that's what that's what we're here for is your answers.
I didn't know if you guys read issue 2 or not. I've read issue
2.
No,
I did not. Don't
send it. I don't think you've sent us issue 2.
Okay, I'll have to send it to y'all.
You're hoarding
this.
All the issues to yourself, man.
I'm sorry. I just love Wrath. Shout out to the homie Scott Kish for giving me the goods.
There it is.
But yeah.
There it is. Issue 2,
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for y'all, but yeah, issue 2, we do see a little bit more Doug and Nicole, because, I mean, of course, he's not going to tell his fucking mom and dad, stepdad, about it. So, like, he's going to confide in Nicole about what happened when he was the rage puppy.
He's gonna end up... Yeah.
I'll say, I mean, small spoiler, he doesn't transform. It is an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
And he's actually
able... I
think
you said that in a video.
Yeah, I do say it in the video. It is an out-of-body experience, and he's able to, like, speak to Nicole with his regular body while he's projecting the Wrath out of himself. So, like, imagine, you, like, sitting, and, like, you can launch yourself out of your body, but you can still, like, just chill and, like, see everything that your other thing is doing.
So it's a manifestation of his anger that he's controlling.
Yeah. But wait, so he doesn't have to be asleep. It's not always, it's not just when he's asleep.
No, they like go to the library, and I can't remember the exact details, but she looks up some stuff of like some ancient Chinese or Japanese. Like I said, I can't remember the full details. I've read a lot of shit in the last couple of days. And they do some homework, and she like gets him to do these different breathing techniques and whatnot, and like he's able to project himself while awake.
Dude, that's cool. Everybody loves a good mastery of your abilities kind of story. So.
Yeah, and it's really cool. Right. I really like the dynamic between Doug and Nicole.
It's cool to have, and I like, well, who knows how it'll go, but I do like the idea of having male and female platonic friends, and it's not just, because it's always like, oh, they're just friends. Just kidding. They're in love the whole time. Maybe that is the case, and maybe it'll be good. Sometimes that's good, but it's nice to change it up.
Retweet.
I agree. So I guess you'll just have to send me, you'll have to send me issue 2 so I can read
it. Hey man, give me a piece of that.
I will definitely forward you guys issue 2 once we get off of this here Skype call. Shout out Scott Kish, Drew Smith. What's the third one's name? I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
That's for Emmy Utrera.
Yeah, because I can barely say it. Emmy Utrera. Shout out, you guys, man. Wrath is the fucking shit. And Wicked Publishing, too. Wicked Publishing has Wrath and Jack Irons as well. So they're putting out good shit.
Yeah. Yep. I liked that that little joke they did. It wasn't a joke, probably, but when she was like, does it hurt? And he's like, only when you poke it. It's because I've had that conversation with my wife, like when I busted my noggin open. And she was like, does that hurt? And I'm like, no. Oh, yeah, when you poke it, yeah, it hurts. And like, yeah. Like the side of my head was all bruised up. And she's like, does that hurt? I'm like, yeah, when you poke it.
Of course, obviously.
It just made me laugh. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be funny. It made me laugh. See, look, it's relatable book for everybody.
Exactly. So we had the issue with distribution. And we have that issue again that we're not going to be able to get our comics. We weren't able to get them today.
Son of a bitch.
Delivered tomorrow. So
looking at you, Diamond.
Yeah, shout out to Diamond for being just deplorable, just awful.
They call themselves White Diamond, but they all like this should be called fucking Coal Dust. Like what the fuck, man?
Yeah, because they're really giving everybody black lung, trying to kill us by not getting
Dookie distributors.
That's right, Dookie. That's what they are.
A good Green Day album, a terrible comics distributor.
So we unfortunately can't talk about any of the comics we got this week because we won't be able to get them.
Because we ain't got none.
Yeah, so we'll just talk about some of the ones we got last week that we weren't able to talk about last week, and then we'll talk about the ones this week, next week. And, you know, that's probably going to be the pattern.
we'll be a week behind. That way we can at least be like, you know, it's a whole week. So, like, if we spoil it for you, sorry.
But, you got to think.
You should have read this by now.
Probably a lot of people, not a lot, I mean, but probably some of the people who are listening are going to be like, oh, I can't listen yet. They're talking about that thing I haven't read.
Absolutely.
Like what I did with comic book couples counseling because I hadn't read Beta Ray Bill number 5.
Say his name, Tevin. Beta Ray Bill, sorry. All right.
Oh, yes. Right, Tevin has all 5 copies of my Beta Ray Bill.
Did you read them? You read all of them?
I read them 20 minutes ago. Let's move our Beta Ray Bill bromance to right now. Let's talk.
No, you can bump it to the end. I didn't mean to jump the
line. Yeah, we got to bump it to the end because that's a wormhole.
Okay. All right. Well, so then I'm going to talk about Berserker because, you know, everybody wants to call this a B-list comic. And I'm going to say that every podcast. Shout out to Keanu Reeves. This book is amazing. All right, so this continues in the origin story of the main character Berserker, and we get a little bit more background on his father becomes like a tribe leader, and I don't want to spoil too much for those of you who weren't able to get it last week and maybe you get it this week, but we find out that like his mother had this gift that was given to her to, I guess, end his powers, and he's able to die. We weren't able to find out because the dad throws it down this hole, and my guess is that the army's going to try to find this for him, or he's going to try to find it, so that way he can get rid of his gift or his curse of being immortal.
So that's you said that's part of the whole story, right, is that he essentially can't die.
Right, and he wants to.
But he wants to.
Yeah, he wants to break his immortality. He wants to die.
And kind of sounds like Wolverine.
That's big Wolverine vibes.
I don't know if he wants to be able to die or just know that he can die, because I don't know if he, once he gets this ability, if he ever gets the ability to die, I don't know if he's going to want to die or if it's just...
Just to add some stakes to his life.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, well, if he was cool, he would thrive to be Wolverine.
Yeah, well, he's already there. I mean, I like Berserker more than I like Wolverine. So, but the Logan movies were great. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. And it left on a cliffhanger, and I'm upset about it. I love and hate this issue for that cliffhanger. I mean, it's a massive
boner for Berserker, guys.
It's my favorite. I love this comic.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Wait, what are they on now? 6?
4 or 5. I can't remember. I've got them upstairs.
So I have
5, I think.
I have 2, 3, and maybe I have 4 too. I know I don't have number one, and I haven't read any of it yet, but you've spoken quite highly of this book. But is it actually written by Keanu Reeves, or is he just, like, backing it with finances and it's being written by somebody else?
I think he's actually writing it.
And I mean, he's allowing his face to be used, basically, because it looks just like him.
Right. But, you know, honestly, I don't know if that's the artist doing that or if he gave them that template.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, Keanu's just a fucking face whore, berserker, cyberpunk. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's true.
Hey, if you got a formula that works, man, and if you put John Wick on something, I'm going to buy it.
Like, damn, that's if I was right. better looking, I'd sell my fucking face to everybody.
That's the key, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the gift that separates us from them.
That's right.
The pretty people get all the money.
The beautiful people.
Ew.
And Keanu's beautiful, right? That's what we're saying.
I didn't.
He's got nice hair.
I didn't say that, but I feel it in my heart. He's a good-looking fella. He's got nice hair. He's got. Did you guys ever see "Always Be My Maybe"?
I don't think so.
With Randall Park. And Ali Wong. It was pretty hysterical.
I've seen bits and pieces.
It's like a legitimately good movie in my view, but also I love Randall Park. He's so funny. And Ali Wong in her movies is funny. And then Keanu Reeves is in it for a brief amount of time as himself, and it's really funny.
So, like, I don't remember the name of the movie, but my wife made me watch this Keanu Reeves movie with her. It was one of his earlier movies. Might even have been his first. And he's like, Speed. He's this teenager. No, not Speed. Everybody.
I was just going to yell, Speed!
But like.
Is it Bill and Ted?
No, not Bill and Ted either, motherfucker.
That's the next thing I was going to yell. Ted, you and me, same page here.
He's like a teenager, and it's like a group of friends, and then somebody dies. And then, like, it turns out it's one of the people, like, the people in their friend group is crazy, and he murdered this girl, and, like, it's them trying to cover it up.
Well, you shouldn't kill people.
Like, this is an old-ass fucking movie, and I can't remember the name of it.
The Matrix.
I love The Matrix.
That was the whole point of it.
I don't know. The oldest thing I can think of that's not Speed is, like, is Point Break older than Speed?
River's Edge. It's called River's Edge.
River's Edge?
What? It's from 1986.
Well, I have not seen that film.
Here we go. Hold on. Yeah, I had never heard of it. And my wife was like, we got to watch it. And I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't like it that much. I thought, like, the writing kind of stuff. But the story was cool.
I mean, it's got Keanu Reeves in it. So.
Yeah, it's Keanu fucking Reeves. He smokes cigarettes. Somebody dies. It's lit.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool guy. I mean, it seems like, except in that movie I was talking about, he's the exact opposite of what we've ever heard about Keanu Reeves, which is why it's so funny.
Oh, so he's like the jerk?
He's the worst. Like, he's so terrible. Like, it's him playing himself, but he's like crazy pretentious and really just awful. But also oh my gosh, it's so funny. And I can't remember the name of the band. I actually listened to every song from the movie because Randall Park's character in the film has like this little kind of lo-fi hip hop little group. And it's funny, but he has a song about Keanu Reeves that he writes. Like, the character in the movie writes the song about the real Keanu Reeves. It's really funny.
Oh my God.
It's super funny.
Keanu Reeves.
That sounds pretty good.
That is the name of the song.
I'm going to have to check this out. I've seen this movie like advertised, and I remember when it was advertised everywhere. I'm gonna have to check it out.
I want to say it was Amazon Prime, maybe is where it was. If it was an Amazon movie, I'm trying to think of which streaming services I had that I
would have seen it on.
Netflix. Hello Peril was the name of the band that he did, and I will tell you this: a lot of people don't really. Why would you think about this? But Randall Park can actually rap, and it's funny. He's like He's a pretty skillful fella.
I mean, I loved him in The Office, so.
Yes.
So, I already like him.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
So, Ricky, you said you had, like, a fucking bone to pick with Screen Rant, right?
Well, I do. Is my mic – can you hear me fine? Because I feel like it's very important.
I gotta know
that I'm heard for this.
What happened?
So for years I have not liked Screen Rant. Okay, and I don't want to crap on any individual person or say mean things about these people.
I'll shit all over them for you.
As a company, Screen Rant is awful. They are so bad. Their takes are terrible. Their information is terrible. And all they do is make like clickbait and stupid crap to get people, like, they're just awful. The most recent thing, which is a travesty and a terrible thing and a stain on the face of comics and comic reviewers.
All right.
They are out here, and there's going to be some mild Invincible spoilers, and I won't do too much because I know you guys haven't read it. They're out here bashing Dinosaurus as a character, and they had the stones to make a list of, like, worst or ranked villains from Invincible best to worst or some crap like that.
I saw that.
And, oh, it's so terrible. They made enough waves to get Robert Kirkman to retweet them and talk about how dumb it is. They are terrible. And it's not just because of this. If you ever, just for fun sometime, if you want to get really sad, go look up their review of Netflix Daredevil season 2. It's hot garbage. It's so bad.
They didn't like Daredevil season 2?
No. And all their gripes are complete crap. Like, it's like none of them have ever read a comic book, or if they do, their primary editor or boss says, never mind, forget all the stuff you've read in the comic books, just make crap up. And I
hate it. Sounds like everybody over at Screen Rant fucking punches babies, and we don't fuck with that.
If you work for Screen Rant,
this is it for you. You are not a part of the homieverse. If you are,
yeah, you're not a part of the homieverse. My hands are rated E for everyone, but I draw the line at babies.
I'm not a Screen Rant fan, and that doesn't mean that Screen Rant and I can't make amends and one day be friends. But for right now, ooh, they're rubbing me the wrong way. And this thing with Invincible was the salt on the wound because I had actually muted their name.
Is it top 10 like heroes?
I think it was like top 9 or top 10 worst or villains from Invincible rated best to worst or some junk like that.
I'm trying to find it.
It's purely terrible. And I didn't even read most of the article because like I read what I could do in previews. Right,
it's laughable to coolest. What?
Yeah, that's what it is. Trash. What I've read is the clips that people have shared because I have Screen Rant muted, and I have in my little like how you can mute certain words, I muted their name. So like I try to really not see anything from them because they fill me with white hot rage. I need a rage puppy that I can send out. To just chew up all their computers.
Bro, we need a rage puppy to fuck up Screen Rant.
But they're like, so like, they have these articles that have these cool little clickbaity things. Come read this. And then you listen, you start reading it, and you're like, oh my gosh, they don't know anything that they're talking about. And I'll tell you what, like, their stuff, the one that really finally, like, put the nail in the coffin for me was the Daredevil season 2 thing. And then this is, like, really the first thing I've seen in a while. And I was just like, why? Why do you exist? Oh, I feel better now. Gosh, thank you.
I'm glad you got that out of your system. Ooh. Everybody go tweet Screen Rant articles at Z13 right now.
Instant block.
Ricky's going to turn into Dan Slott.
Nope. I like good jokes. I like a good joke. So tweet some Screen Rant at me. We'll laugh. We'll have a good time. And then I'll secretly plot how to destroy them. Unrelated. Screen Rant, if you want to hire me, hire me. And that's totally unrelated to what I just said about destroying you. There's no plan.
It's Joe. Inside.
Inside
job?
I'm going to take them out from the inside.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. They'll never hire me.
The Matrix.
Yeah. And I'm... that guy with the bald head.
There is no bathroom.
Morpheus?
No, the white one that died. That was the betrayer. Tank. No, no, no. Tank was good. Tank was one of the brothers. Tank was one of the two brothers. And then it was I can't remember the actor's name. He was in Daredevil.
Yes. I can't remember.
Gosh. He plays a skeevy guy really well, and he like betrayed them all.
I can't remember what his name was in the movie, but yeah, he was a real dick.
Wasn't he Cypher? Was he Cypher?
Yeah.
And he was the worst. He's a good guy. And he's eating his stupid steak, and he's like, ignorance is bliss. Meh, meh, meh. And then they're like, oh, we know where all the good guys are. Yeah, Tank was, you know, one of the good guys. And
Tank was the guy that actually ended up killing Cypher, wasn't he?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
I think he was. It's been a long time since I've sat down and watched The Matrix.
We were trying to watch all three of them. My wife hasn't seen all of them, so we were going to sit down. And I was like, we can just watch the first two, probably, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the third one's okay. We won't go that far into detail.
Back on track. What's next, Tevin? You know all the stuff. Derek can't read this script or something. I don't know.
Derek's got to talk about that Texas blood, and then we close it.
Then we're going to talk about Bill.
Well, if we have time.
If we have time, we'll go into a little bit about Bill. So first,
we
that
may
Texas
have to
blood.
Do a whole episode dedicated.
I fully intend on a full episode if you guys are here for it.
Absolutely.
So we might have some. We might have some cut content here that didn't make it to cut today because Beta Ray Bill is going to be an hour and a half conversation.
Probably.
good conversation. Yeah.
So that Texas blood number 8. Second issue of the new story arc. It's so fucking good. Like, I swear to God, you guys, Chris Condon, Jacob Phillips, they're on a whole nother fucking playing field right now. They're putting out one of the, if not the best crime comic on shelves right now. The way they're telling the story with the dialogue and the art, like, it just fucking, it's a fucking symphony in a fucking comic book, dude. So good. Amazing.
Oh.
Like, I'm trying to sell the fuck out of that Texas blood for you guys, dude. Like, I love it so much. It's continuing from issue 7. Joe Bob, he's having flashbacks to these cult killings, Manson-style type shit that came over his small Texas town from California. And it's just like, we're getting these nice flashbacks of Joe when he was younger. And it was a missing persons case, and then issue 7, spoiler alert, like, they find the two missing or one of the missing kids' dead bodies, and, like, issue 8, it just goes more into detail about Joe and his deputy back then and the FBI guy that came in trying to help them solve these murders. It's really fucking culty, really, like, it's really good. Like, it feels real when I'm reading it, honestly. Like, it's so good.
Feels like you're reading it from the newspaper.
Retweet, dude. Like, damn. Love that.
I've been looking on Twitter for a while now. People have been talking about that Texas blood. Yep. People talking in the comic shop about it. And you know, there's been some bigger name writers talking about, oh man, this is so good.
Yes.
It's on like my list of things to check out, but I just haven't yet, and I didn't really know what it was about, and it seemed like it was a crime thing, and I'm like, cool, I could do that, but I don't know. And I guess I'll have to read it.
I didn't get the first issues, the first arc. I got volume 1. That's where I started. I got it on trade because we didn't have a comic shop that sold indies yet. So, like, the first trade is only, like, $10. So, like, if you're totally into it, like, go for it. But I'll also say, like, you don't need to read the first arc to know what's going on in the second arc. But if you do read volume 1, you'll love Joe Bob even more. If you just jumped in right now.
His name's Joe Bob, so I'm in.
Oh, yeah, dude. Great. Sheriff Joe Bob.
What a great sheriff name.
Robert Howe, I think. I can't remember his last name. It told us in the last issue, but I can't remember his full name because his wife finds him asleep in his chair and he's late for work. And she says, Robert, you're supposed to be at work. Yeah. And he's like, well. That's his catchphrase, well.
He's probably the farmer from Men in Black. and that's his wife.
Sugar.
I love her.
More.
Edgar. More that's sugar. Not Edgar. I love that lady that plays the wife in that too. I can't remember her name, but she's always like in little character parts and she's so funny.
And she nails it. Yeah, every
time. Yeah, she was like in Seinfeld as one of like Elaine's roommates and she was just goofy. She's always in stuff, little parts, and she's hilarious. So, red-haired lady, whatever your name is, you're funny.
We love you, red-haired lady. Farmer's wife. Give that man some sugar and water, damn it. He's thirsty.
That's right.
So,
Tevin has all five issues of my Beta Ray Bill right now, and I feel naked. Like, give those back.
Hey, you'll get them tomorrow. I'll bring them.
Thank God. Thank you, so I can look at them.
He's just, like, sitting in the corner. Derek's got his, like, knees curled up, and he's just, like, itching in the fetal position and freaking out.
He is.
I need it!
So just to give you another heads up, we will be interviewing with the team from Bigfoot Knows Karate this Friday.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We're going to be interviewing Phoenix Press on Saturday. So we got a lot to look forward to this week. It's a busy week for us.
And then next week,
we have two more interviews. We have one interview with the team for the Bardic Verses, and then another surprise interview that we will mention later. So, you know, I'm not sure we want to announce that interview. Yeah, we got a big one planned.
I would hold off. I like to. But it's big.
Are we holding off? We're not going to tell them yet?
Oh, I don't want to tell them right now.
I mean, okay. I don't think we should tell them. They don't deserve it. Don't worry.
I think we should just surprise them.
I mean, maybe like the day before or something.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like 10 o'clock the day before.
Like, you know, like Christmas, or sometimes like the parents will let you open a gift like the night before.
Yeah, but it's usually you pajamas. Get, like, it's not good.
But it's – I like pajamas. No, you're right. You're right. That's a good point. I'm, you know, whatever.
It's usually a pre-planned gift. That's like, oh, we're going to watch a movie as a family. What are we watching this year? Christmas Story again? Mm. You
know, hey, fun fact about me. Do you want to know something that's going to upset anybody who listens to this podcast that was born before – probably 1990, I would say.
You don't like Ovaltine.
I love Ovaltine. I have never seen A Christmas Story.
Holy motherfuck.
It's only on TV 24 hours straight every single year.
What the fuck? You've never seen it?
I have never seen that.
Are you even a real person?
I don't know. You guys have never actually seen me. Can you prove it?
Is Indiana even real?
So I grew up in Michigan, so we can blame the glove for this thing. But I went and I have seen probably 15 minutes of it. Like, obviously I get all the cultural references. We understand all the jokes. You shoot your eye out, tongue stuck on the pole thing. We get it. I've just never seen, like, I, you know, there's a guy I work with who has the leg lamp, you know, I get it.
Right.
But I've never seen the whole movie, which is very odd. Because it is a huge movie. Everybody knows this movie. It's on for 24 hours straight every year for as long as I can remember on TBS. Yeah. And I don't have cable. Like, at this point, who really does? But, like, it's still out there to watch very easily.
Yeah, like, every year, me and my sister would watch it, like, four or five straight times every Christmas Eve.
Nope. I've never seen it.
I love that movie, bro. It's so fucking funny.
Never seen it.
So, like,
I mean, you're really not missing much, but
I want to say a movie I've never seen.
Oh, are we doing this? This is a thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can do it really quick.
We might need a whole episode for things that make everybody mad that we haven't seen.
I have never seen Fast and Furious. Any of them.
All right, I'm upset that you've never seen the first one, but after I've never seen any of them.
So, I haven't seen any after Tokyo Drift. Tokyo Drift's the last one I watched.
That was like the fifth one, right?
What's that mean?
That was like the third or fourth one, isn't it?
Damn, I don't know. I just remember
like the fourth.
I just remember Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Remember that song? I always remember. Was it Ja Rule in the first one that was playing that guy? He's like, Monica!
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I wish I could get that reference because Kevin's laughing really hard.
And it's funny, too, because, like, I love all of the Dom jokes that are going around the internet about family and all that stuff. Like, I just remember watching the first one, and he's meeting Paul Walker and brings him to their little house party. He's like, you can have any brew you want as long as it's a Corona. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I liked the movie because I was like 16. So I'm like, holy crap, he's got a Mitsubishi Eclipse and he shifted it like 15 times. That's cool.
look, I have not seen that movie in years, and I can see Ja Rule yelling Monica so clear in my head. Oh, man, that's such a good movie.
All right, fine. I'm going to watch all of them, all through all nine. Classic. What is it, nine now? I'm
gonna
watch
all nine. I feel like you guys are just fucking rubbing it in my face now that I haven't seen it.
I'm going to watch. Hey, buddy, my wife and I said we got to watch it because, like, we saw the trailers, you know, for each one, and each one got progressively more ridiculous, and we're like, we got to watch these. They're so crazy. They have to be good because they're so dumb. Yeah. And, like, I'm watching this thing, and they're, like, launching a tractor trailer off of a building or something. I don't even know what was going on. And there's, like, airplanes, and I'm pretty sure they went to space. I don't even know where they're at this point. I don't know what's going on, but I'm like,
they're driving.
This is intense.
Volcanoes,
and I'll basically watch anything The Rock's in.
I mean, at this point, if they end up in space, it's just gonna come full circle, and we're just gonna get Armageddon 2, and they're gonna go to the sun.
Oh, I wish I could say who I was talking to. Shout out to whoever it was on Twitter. We had a whole thing going about the Fast and Furious Invincible crossover event movie that's coming out next. It was awesome. It was a really funny conversation that I was laughing for like 3 days, and my wife's like, "You're an idiot," and I'm like, "I know, but but it's cool." It was like we were talking like Fast Invincible or something. It was so stupid. It was so dumb.
Are you ready for the one that I've never seen?
Do it.
Yes.
I've never seen Schindler's List.
What?
I feel like I can't like boo you for it just because of the nature of the film, but it is weird that you haven't seen it. They didn't make you watch shit in school?
No.
They didn't make us in school. Yeah, I hadn't even seen it until last year. No, it was like two years ago. My wife made me watch it because I had never seen it either.
It's a hard movie.
God, it's so hard. I cried like a fucking baby.
No, it's not a movie that's like, it's not like, oh man, you haven't seen that hilarious, stupid comedy or dumb movie about racing cars. That's like a hard hitting movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen Yes Man all the way through.
What the hell even is that?
Yeah, with Jim Carrey?
Okay, never mind. Who's Jim Carrey?
Oh my gosh.
All right. He's trolling you.
You're such a troll! No, but I've never seen that movie either. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I've got
it. It was okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was whatever.
Okay, so in the future, we've got a whole ass Beta Ray Bill episode coming. We're going to have a whole ass Murder Falcon episode coming. We're going to have a whole ass Batman White Knight episode coming. We've got big name interviews with a special guest.
That's right.
We've got a ton of, well, not a ton, but we've got a handful of like pretty big interviews coming up that you're going to want to stick around for. And you're going to want to hear these out because, I mean, these are some pretty big name comics and it's going to be fucking sick.
And as Derek says, like, share, and comment.
Like, share, subscribe, comment. Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
You guys got any other little ad libs you want to throw in?
I don't know. They should listen to the thing. We're adorable. And you say naughty words. Cool. And
I say tons of bad words.
Derek's naughty and we're cute.
If you've made it this far, tag us and just say, what's the code to know that somebody's made it all the way through? What are we going to say?
Ring dings? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. That works. Or like, say you like pepperoni.
I love pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got it. Can't go get no it, macaroni.
I don't know what just happened.
Seven knows what I'm talking about.
I'll tweet it at you later.
Is it an inside macaroni joke that I don't get?
Low key, yeah, like, I'm tweet, sorry, Ricky, you're the 20 day best friend.
I watched low key.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'll tweet it at you later.
All right.
Wait, so that's what people are supposed to say?
Can't get no macaroni.
Can't get no macaroni.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Pulse. We'll see you next week.
Bye.